This is the future. This is not the past. This is the future. And the future moves fast. This is quicker, simpler. Rules, reform. This is your game. Safer. This is football. Reborn. This is gaming and fantasy. This is padded. Roulette. Make a trade. Make a team. Make a move. Make a bet. This is fans above all. This is maximum action. Less stall. More ball. Fewer infractions. This begins in 2020. The future is near. More access. More everyone. More everything here. This is our moment, our story to tell. This is history begun. This is the XFL.
Well, that was interesting. And the XFL is clearly back. Let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN, your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. It's a Thursday. We're almost to the weekend. It's our last show in studio this week because we'll be out at Sam Houston Race Park tomorrow. Let's have some fun today. What's happening, Hoffman?
Sports, stuff like that. What's going on with you, man?
Mostly stuff.
Okay.
I feel like I've wasted my entire day because, well, I got a lot of work done on the website. So there's a bunch of great stories on SportsMap today, which I'll pitch in a little bit, but they're worth checking out. But I had to get new tires on the car.
Okay.
Which I found out that they're very hard to find. Dude. In that size.
Yeah.
And also very expensive.
Yeah.
So I went to three different places before I finally found, I just needed rear tires because I got the front ones done a couple months ago. $600 a pop.
Ooh.
Per tire.
Ooh.
Yeah. So that wasn't fun. And I spent my whole...
So you just got the two worst ones replaced?
Well, no, I mean, I had replaced the front ones a couple months ago, and they were only like a couple hundred each.
Oh, the tires are different in the back.
Yeah, it's different size
tires.
They're
wider?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, and that took up half my day. The second half of my day, I had to go home, and my dryer has not worked since September, and my home warranty people kept saying, well, we'll send them out. They finally send the guy out today to fix it. Supposed to be there between 11 and 3. So I get home about 11:30. He shows up 1 o'clock when he says, oh, I'll be done by 1:30. And then, no, I have the wrong part. I got to go back and all this stuff. So it's getting to be almost 3 o'clock. I'm like, you know, I kind of got a show to go do. The guys, I think they do that on purpose. They intentionally bring the wrong thing so they can leave and, you know, go have a beer or something, chill, and then come back. So I sat there all freaking afternoon dealing with that, but at least I have a dryer now and tires.
Well, that's good.
But I hate days like that because I don't feel like I've accomplished anything.
I don't like that either.
It's just a waste because there's so many things that I would have liked to have been able to do today. But that's all right. We got the XFL.
Oh, yes.
Well, I know you are excited. You are excited about this.
Dude, it's so stupid. It's such a waste of time and money. I don't care about it. I won't care about it. What are they going to do? This thing has failed once. It's like the guy doesn't understand. Like, he just goes around lighting money on fire.
Well, he's got plenty to light on fire.
Yeah, but usually guys like that don't like to light their money on fire.
Eh. He wants to waste it. Let him
especially
waste it.
Especially if you light it on fire once and you're like, oh, well, that was dumb.
I didn't get a big enough fire out of that one.
Yeah, they're going to come back 15 years later and be like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to light that money on fire again. It's just very odd.
This time I'm using lighter fluid. Now, I have always said I think there's a place for a spring league if you do it right. And there was one league that I had liked their initial concept and they went under before they ever started. But have them in college towns and, you know, get players from
that area.
From that area that people would go see.
And it never worked.
Yeah, it never even started. But I think there you could do something like that and it might be successful. I don't know. I'm kind of curious if people are interested. If people are going to watch any of these games.
I'm sure there's people who will because there's people who clamor for football all the time, but I don't need it that much. It's not a...
Well, yeah, by now I'm kind of footballed out.
God, listen, you guys want to complain about the quality of games you're getting on Thursday night football? What do you think is going to happen when it's the XFL? And, you know, you can complain all you want when it's Browns versus, you know, random Browns versus Jets. You're like, oh, there's nothing to watch. These guys, there's no talent, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Now you're going to have a league filled with people who aren't good enough to be on the Browns or the Jets, a full league of it, and people are going to want to watch that?
Two things. Gambling. If people can bet on it, they'll watch it. If they can play fantasy sports on it, they'll watch it.
Maybe so. Not me. If someone asked me to sign up for an XFL fantasy league, I'm not going to be that person's friend anymore. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah, I'll be curious to see where they put the teams. I think that that's going to be important for it, too. But it does sound like they're not going to do the gimmicks like they did last time, which I kind of like the gimmicks. I thought that made it worth watching at least once. But
you like that run to the 50-yard line and grab the ball first to get possession of the ball first? Yeah. You like that? God.
I like that goofy stuff.
I hate things like that. But
I liked He Hate Me. I was always a fan of He Hate Me.
I mean, at least he made it to the NFL after the XFL.
Yeah.
He played a little bit. I think Tommy Maddox was the MVP of the XFL. He made it.
Yeah, he did okay. 832 says, I'm very...
So the best player from the league, the very best player, the MVP, was a backup quarterback in the NFL.
Yes.
Oh, well, I can't wait to see who the
Actually,
next...
no, he started before... He started for the Steelers.
Who's the next journeyman to come from the XFL? Oh, boy.
Yeah, Tommy Maddox was the one that... they drafted Roethlisberger.
Yeah, he was their starter.
Yeah.
So he wasn't a backup. And Shame bell for you, sir.
And I believe their run to the Super Bowl, he was kind of like their Drew Bledsoe. He got hurt, and then Ben Roethlisberger was inserted, and then they won the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Boy,
it might have been the year before.
I get a totally different vision when you say Ben Roethlisberger inserted.
Here you go. In his 9-year career, he started 36 games. So while he was a starter at some point, he was a backup quarterback. Like when history's told what Tommy Maddox was, if you start 36 games over the course of a 9-year career, you were a backup quarterback.
I'm sure that, he didn't start because of injury. They gave him the job in Pittsburgh.
Yes.
So, I mean, I that's not quite a backup quarterback. It's not Tom Savage.
He was a starter for one full season in the NFL.
Okay. So was Derek Anderson.
So, yeah. But Derek Anderson in general is a backup quarterback in the NFL.
In general, yeah. But
so he was a backup quarterback who started for a year.
And in 2004, they drafted Roethlisberger. Tommy Maddox started the first two games, got hurt. Roethlisberger, that's when Roethlisberger went on to win, I think, 13 straight games. And then they eventually lost to the Patriots in the playoffs. And the year after, that's when they went to the Super Bowl.
Okay, well, can we all agree that Tommy Maddox wasn't that good at football?
No.
I mean, he was
I think you're being unfair, because if he hadn't got hurt, he was going to turn into Rich Gannon.
No, maybe
or Case
so.
Case Keenum.
Maybe so.
He was emerging. He was going to be a star. I remember he was a starting quarterback for the Steelers in that game where the Texans got like 36 yards or something. They're 72 yards of offense and won because their defense scored a bunch of points.
That's pretty shameful.
Yeah, that was year one. Again, the useless things in my head.
That was in 2002?
Yeah.
Do you think there's any interest for players if they allow you to come straight from high school?
No. No. I mean, are you going to take, if you're that great of a player, are you going to take your $500,000 a year to play in the XFL? Or are you going to go to college for 2 years and make $6 to $7 million
a year? I guess I'm not talking about like the 5-star blue chip guys, maybe those 4-3-star players that can get paid immediately.
Do you want to see that?
Oh, no, I'm not saying, I'm saying like for the players. I'm not saying for myself. I wouldn't watch it.
I mean, I listen, these guys got to get a product on the field that people want to watch. I'm not interested in watching something that's somewhere in between college and pro football. And what you're talking about there, if you're talking about kids going straight out of high school, it's probably it's probably below college football from a talent standpoint. I don't need that.
I just was
this does nothing for me.
I was looking at the stats from that Texans Steelers game. 47 total yards for the Texans, 422 for Pittsburgh. David Carr, 3 of 10 for 33 yards. Tommy Maddox was 30 of 57 for 325, but he had 2 interceptions and was sacked 6 times.
Oh boy!
And they allowed him to throw 57 times.
Yeah, Aaron Glenn had 2 picks for 135 yards and 2 touchdowns, and that is how the Texans won the game 24-6. Yeah,
I mean that's a pretty wild number considering those stats.
Yeah. Yeah, I just remember it being the weirdest game I'd ever seen.
You get out gained by damn near 400 yards and still lose by 18 points.
Well, 2 pick sixes. That'll do it.
Yeah.
And that was Maddox was coming off a concussion too.
That was the highlight of the Texans' first season, probably winning that game.
Yeah, I think winning the first game against the Cowboys was a highlight. Okay. But that was probably their best win. Pretty embarrassing, but it was their best win. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey, everyone. A huge weekend in sports is coming up. And if you've been looking for an online sports book where you can play all the games, then pull out your phone and Shazam this commercial right now using the Shazam app. For exclusive offers from BetDSI.com. BetDSI is giving away a free $25 wager if you use promo code SBG25 or simply just Shazam this commercial right now. You'll get instant access to register, play, win, and get paid on everything from football to reality TV. If it moves, DSI puts odds on it. So Shazam this commercial right now for instant access to BetDSI.com and get a free $25 wager on the house and 100% extra bonus when you deposit. Use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. Shazam now or use promo code SBG25 to get your free wager and start winning today at BetDSI.com. Break them.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. A lot of people asking if I think Johnny Football will play in that league. According to McMahon, he says any player with a criminal record would not be allowed. He said, we're evaluating a player based on many things, including the quality of human being they are. If you have any sort of criminal record or commit a crime, you aren't playing in this league.
Isn't that funny? Because it's coming from a man that's run a organization that's full of cheaters, like steroid users and criminals as
right.
well, rapists. Like, it's so funny.
I like how he says it's completely separate from his WWE holdings, but it's pretty obvious he sold off a bunch of WWE stock to finance it. And the corporate office, while not in the WWE's building, is literally across the street from the WWE headquarters. But they've got nothing to do with each other. I mean, they're totally separate, guys.
Says,
it's crazy.
And he says, people don't want social and political issues coming into play when they're trying to be entertained. We want someone who wants to take a knee to do their version of that on their personal time.
Oh, so there's no taking a knee allowed.
No.
Well, Vince is a big...
he's a Trump guy.
He's a big Trumper, yeah.
Has Trump tweeted about this yet? I don't follow him on Twitter, so I don't know.
Oh, Trump, he'll tweet about it. Let
me check.
He'll talk about how great it is.
The league's going to be tremendous with big hands. Tremendous. Yeah. But...
did you guys know there was such a thing called a doomsday clock?
No.
Apparently, the world, I don't know who does it, but like the world kind of estimates what would be like kind of like the end of the world. Like... different scenarios, and it was at 2:30 prior to midnight, and then it got pushed to, I think, 2 minutes prior to midnight, which if it hits midnight, it's supposed to be like a signal that the world's coming to an end. I thought it was more of a comic book thing because DC releases the they did the Doomsday Clock with the Watchmen recently. So that's what I thought. That's why I clicked it.
This sounds like a bunch of nonsense.
Yeah, what the hell?
It was trending on Twitter today.
I see. So this is yet another end of the world.
No, not the XFL, but the Donald Trump stuff.
I'm confused. Right.
Yeah, I am too.
Oh, no, we were talking about Trump and the Doomsday Clock thing. It's trending on Twitter now.
So, I don't understand what the clock has to do with anything in terms of how does the clock end the world?
No, it's supposed to be, okay, so the explanation is the bulletin of the atomic scientists moved the clock, a metaphor for humankind's proximity to global catastrophe ahead by 30 seconds on Thursday. The group said this is, I'm going to have to continue reading this, this is the closest that to the symbolic point of annihilation that the clock has been since 1953 at the height of the Cold War. So they're basically judging how the world is and kind of putting a time on when the world's going to end.
Based on current events and
yeah,
things like that?
Yeah, stuff like that. Wow. And
any XFL is affecting it somehow?
No. I mean, you just brought up Donald Trump, so...
Yeah, I kind of was... Okay. I was hoping there was an XFL tie into this.
Yeah, it's all coming together, slowly but surely, but... Mm.
But I don't think Donald Trump has tweeted anything about the XFL yet.
Okay. So now I'm reading this Doomsday Clock thing. This seems silly. The Bulletin of Atomic Scientists, also known as BASS. Ain't that a fishing organization?
I think so.
Isn't that Bass Masters?
I think so.
That's right.
I don't think this is the Masters part. This is just the regular Bass. No. It's like the minor leagues of Bass
the
Masters.
Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists. Atomic scientists have their own bulletin?
I mean, apparently.
I guess there's a specialty magazine for everybody. All right, well.
It's not rocket science.
Well.
It's atomic science.
Unless there's atomic
clock. Very different.
Yeah, okay. Oh, boy. 713-780-ESPN. What did Daryl Morey do today? He apparently took a shot at the NFL. Says, TikTok, it is just a matter of time before the NFL is basically irrelevant as a sport. No global base. No one plays anymore.
Okay. I guess because the NBA has a team in Canada, suddenly they're a global game?
Well, I've got all those international players, and you know, I guess.
Who cares?
But, yeah.
What makes more money, the NFL or the NBA?
Yeah, NFL.
Okay.
But TikTok, he said.
That's crazy talk. I mean, that's everyone is. Oh, and you know what? If in 20 years football is gone, okay. I mean, they're right now they don't care about that. Nobody playing football now is worried about that. They'll be gone too. So, no. I mean, you can TikTok all you want. Daryl Morey, while he's alive, he isn't going to see the NBA surpass the NFL.
No.
Oh, cool. You got a guy from China on your team. Well, aren't you Mr. Global Game? What's the most global sport in the world? Soccer, right?
Yep.
What kind of a hold is it taking here in America?
It struggled.
Yeah.
It struggled. But there's reasons for that, too. I think we've talked about that before, in that I think we don't have a major league here. I mean, they can call themselves Major League Soccer, but the reality is the best players aren't here. And in America, if you don't have the best, people don't care.
Exactly.
So,
which is why being global doesn't even matter.
Yeah. I do think the NFL is obviously it's taking its hits now, but all these other guys trying to take shots at him is kind of silly.
It's petty.
It is. Just focus on your own sport. Keep your guys healthy. Go make a trade.
Yeah.
Quit worrying about what the NFL is doing. 713-780-ESPN. You know, a lot of people on the text line saying they'll watch the XFL.
So. Okay. I mean, listen, it's each their own. I just don't have any interest in it.
Yeah.
It's just not for me. That's all. Mm. You asked if I was exciting. No, I'm not.
Mm. So if XFL signs players they believe still have something left in the tank, like Terrell Owens, Ocho Cinco, they could draw some ratings from Titan Hugo. I don't want to watch Terrell Owens at this age. Just like I don't want to see Jerry Rice come back to the Raiders. I hope that was a joke that he was talking about coming out of retirement.
Yeah.
But
I don't need anybody coming out of retirement to do this. But, you know, they'll do it because it's a money grab.
Yeah.
I can see Ocho Cinco coming out and playing.
Oh, yeah. Or, well, being on the field.
Yeah, I mean, he'll sign, and people will be like, oh, I'm going to buy that jersey. I'm going to go out and see him play. That's my favorite. Vince Young might play in the XFL.
Yeah.
Could see that. And people will go out and watch him.
Yeah. Of course, he'll be, what, 37 by then, 36? Yeah. Fournette says, I don't disagree with AJ about being between college and NFL, but considering I absolutely hate the NBA, I'd watch the XFL instead. I think there's a lot of that. There's a lot of people just don't like basketball or, you know, any of the other stuff. 713-780-ESPN. This is okay. That clock is what they referenced during the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Oh,
so it's been around since the Cold War. All right. Let's try a call. Gray.
Hey, you there?
Hey, sports.
Sports, guys.
Sports again.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, you know, Daryl Morey was also the guy who thought that Carmelo Anthony could help make a team play better and win. And that I do understand what he's saying, though. You know, if there's one more national attention incident like the Tom Savage, you know, concussion, you wonder how many more of those, you know, events the NFL can take. Anyway, that's it. Thanks a lot.
I got to be honest. Like, if you play football, you're going to get hurt. People get hurt playing football. It doesn't affect my life at all. Did it suck this? I think the quality of play was down this year because there were so many injuries.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
But I mean, does that mean I'm not going to watch next year? No. Did the NBA lose any viewership when Paul George's leg went inside out? I mean, it didn't affect me. I don't know. Maybe I'm just selfish in my thinking, but maybe there's some people out there who are like, oh, I don't want to watch this game. It's too brutal. It's too violent. But this is a breaking news. That's why people like the NFL.
Yeah.
My favorite sport to watch is people locked in a cage fighting each other with their hands and feet. You ain't turning me off with violence.
The concussion stuff doesn't bother me. I just don't care. I mean, guys know what they're signing up for when they play.
Right.
And, you know, the other things that turn people off, like the Zeke Elliott thing dragging out, the Tom Brady crap, I just don't pay any attention to it. I don't care. I care about what's on the field. But a lot of people do. A lot of people are bothered by it. I don't care about people kneeling. That's their choice, but it does bother some people. But I don't think there's another. I don't think any more controversies are going to suddenly make the NFL unpopular.
Yeah.
But we shall see. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. And some clarity to this Morey thing. He was responding to an Adam Clanton tweet, which I know will excite you, where Adam tweeted out a story from Slam Magazine that the NBA has formally requested a set of laws that could lead to the legalization of sports gambling, reports Brian Windhorst. And Clanton says, the next step in this league eventually overtaking the NFL is top sports dog in this country. Morey responded to him and said, TikTok is just a matter of time before the NFL is basically irrelevant as a sport, no global base, no one plays anymore. Okay, that's two hardcore basketball honks. I will come out and say there's no way the NBA ever overtakes the NFL.
Yeah.
I just don't see it. If you couldn't do it when you had Michael Jordan.
And what does TikTok mean? Like 2048?
Yeah.
I mean, is that the timeline? I'll bet
Daryl Morey will still be not winning a championship by then.
So. I'll bet Daryl Morey, my salary this year to his salary this year, that in the next 10 years, NBA is still not past the NFL.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think he would take that bet, though.
You should bet Clanton, although that'd be a pay cut for you. So, I do think if I were going to bet on something surpassing the NFL someday, it would be soccer. But we're decades away from that.
Way far off.
Yeah. The other thing on the XFL deal, I would be interested if they played during the summer, because there's nothing happening except baseball, and frankly, it's hard to watch every baseball game.
For sure.
It was fun last year when the Astros were good, but nobody's watching every single game except the biggest dorks ever. I would love to have a little football then. Let's try Charles. What's up, Charles?
Hey, got sports.
Sports.
Hey, so the XFL, do you think they might try to get kids out of high school and kind of make it like a feeder league? Like, you know, if you're coming out of high school, you're a hotshot, top prospect. Why not just play in the XFL for 2 or 3 years, get paid, and then try to go to the NFL?
We talked about that a little bit in the first segment.
I mean, how many of those guys are?
Do you want a kid who's been in the program at Alabama for 2 years, or a kid who's been playing made up football for 2 years?
No, if a guy's good enough, a guy's good enough. That's why they draft kids from Hofstra.
Yeah,
you don't think it'd be a better player to go to a league like that than to go to Division I AA or whatever they call it, FCS now, or Division III? I mean, you have guys get drafted from those places. So I think, well, like one of the best players in the drafts from UTSA.
Yeah.
It's not Alabama. And I think, I guess there could be something to that. But I wouldn't be all that interested in that. I'd like to see guys I saw playing college. That maybe they're too small for the NFL, but they're good players. Somebody like that, I'd be interested. 409 said, I prefer NCAA over NFL for the fact they aren't pros. Some places they are. Which leads to games being so unpredictable and anything happening, like unbelievable comebacks and last-minute drives to win. I guess didn't watch the Patriots game this week. So maybe having semi-pros in the XFL might be similar and could draw my interest. I'll give it a shot.
Hey, good for you.
Yeah. If they do, the one thing that I like and I prefer about college football is that it's a lot more creative, offensively especially. They're doing a lot more creative things. The NFL is pretty cut and dried. I mean, there's not a lot of, there's no air raid. There's no wishbone. There's none of that stuff. They don't run the option like Navy does. If there's some variety in the offenses, I might be kind of cool with it.
Speaking of when the league's going to take place, when it first started in 2001, it came after the Super Bowl in February. So the first game was on February 3rd, and it was about, I think it was like 5 or 6 days after Super Bowl, the 2001 Super Bowl. So I'm guessing it's going to be the same thing where it's going to take place after the NFL and kind of continue into the summer.
Do we know how many teams there's going to be?
Eight. He said eight. He's going to start with eight and then...
Do we know where they're going to be?
No, not yet.
Okay. I'll tell you who makes a good point here, a.k.a. how did the Big Three League do this year?
Yeah.
And did they make some money? Maybe. Maybe they did. I don't know if they did or not. Maybe they did.
Can you tell me who won?
No.
Okay.
But you also got to remember there was like five guys per team there.
Right.
So what you're having to pay those guys is probably, your payroll is going to be less than it is.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, they got a nice check because of that fight, had to move into the T-Mobile, and they had to move something for that.
Yeah, so that helped.
Phillip says, do you think the number of games in each sport affects its popularity? Absolutely. And that's the one thing about football is there's 16. That's it.
Yeah.
And so the games mean a lot more. And in college football, they mean even more because you just can't lose. And I think that has a lot to do with it. Yeah, because you miss a baseball game, well, you got 161 more. And you miss a Rockets game, you got another 80 to go. And I think that... doesn't mean you can't be a hardcore fan and watch everything, but I also think there's not urgency to those things.
And he also came out and said that it'll be a 10-game regular season and two semifinal games and then a championship game.
Here's the other thing that's so weird about Daryl Morey speaking up. How about, get your team to start selling out games? Fill up your arena. The Texans have been putting on a garbage product this year. Every game was a sellout, though. There's still a waiting list for tickets. The NBA, the Rockets are the second best team in the NBA right now. You want to go to the game tomorrow? Okay. You can go get tickets tomorrow.
I can?
Yeah.
But do you think a lot of that has to do with like corporate tickets? Like, because a lot of the seats you see on TV are like corporate like tickets. Like people, they sell to companies.
Yeah,
and a lot of times companies won't use them. And I don't know.
But the difference is, you can walk up to Toyota Center the night of a game and buy tickets for that game at the box office. If you show up at NRG on Sunday, game day, and try to buy a ticket from the box office, they're going to laugh at you. They're just not available. You got to buy them from somewhere secondary because they're sold out.
Jason said our local Pee Wee leagues have lost teams year after year. Could purely be the number of available kids, but seems more than that. And that's, you know, that might be true as far as youth leagues go. I don't know. And somebody else texted me and said that Rockets tickets are too expensive. If you want good seats, yeah. I mean, they've got affordable packages, but you're sitting up in the nosebleeds.
Yeah.
So, well, Jefe says, I don't know where they'll get the XFL players. The Big Three had a bunch of washed-up old players, not undrafted guys or guys coming out of high school.
Yeah, but you know what? When you're talking about a secondary league, like where you're not getting the cream of the crop guys, you're better off with washed-up players who have big names. You're better off with Allen Iverson out there than you are with Joe Blow, who played football at Cal last year or whatever and couldn't make it in the NFL, so he's here. If people are going to go pay for something that's not the top level, they're going to pay to see someone that they used to love in their prime at that top level. And that's where the...
So would you pay to see T.O. play at this stage?
I don't think so.
Because that somebody had brought him up earlier. Would you go after a guy like that and put him in Ocho Cinco?
I
would have never paid to see Ocho Cinco anyway. I never thought he was
right. That
great. He was just entertaining.
And the other thing that's cooler about the Big Three in my mind is it's a different game. They're not trying to play, you know, regular basketball. They've got a gimmick where there's only six guys on the court at once. It's a different kind of game than the regular game. And you're not expecting them to be at the quality of play of the NBA guys. You're just not.
I'd like to see them tweak some things, like a wider field and maybe something like that to open the game up a little bit. One thing he did mention is that he wants the games to be 2 hours, so they're going to figure out a way to shorten the games, which I think that's a good thing too. But I guess I would go and look at all the things that the NFL is having problems with and find a way to fix those and make the league a little bit different, where the rules are a little bit different. Not so different that it's a different game. It's like I think the CFL is a little too different in terms of guys developing and maybe being able to go to the NFL.
But even then, how often does a guy from the CFL come to the NFL and have an impact?
It's rare to get a Cameron Wake, but you've also got guys that, like Jarrell Freeman's been in the league for years now.
Yeah, but you sprinkle them in.
About once a year, somebody makes their roster, and I would say about, you know, once every 3 years or so, you get a guy who makes an impact.
He's a real player.
Yeah.
One guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't. I don't see where people are going to be interested in this, but I might be wrong. Sometimes I'm wrong on what I think people are going to be into.
Yeah, a lot of people are asking about Kaepernick or Tebow. I'm guessing that Kaepernick wouldn't play in it, but by then he's going to be two more years removed from football,
right?
And if you're not allowed to kneel,
if this is the no kneeling league, you think Vince is going to want the face of the movement? No way.
I think the XFL should have a committee to determine the 4-team playoff. I would let my kid play high school football, but not Pee Wee. That's
the same thing I've said with, like, my wife and I decided.
Yeah.
Like, our kids aren't going to play Pee Wee football. If they get to junior high and they decide they want to play, will they be behind the rest of the group? Sure. But if you want to try and play then, okay. Go for it. My older kid has no interest. He just likes baseball.
Yeah.
And he's going into junior high next year. I don't think he's got any interest in trying out for football or playing football. My little one likes football. Maybe he will.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm not going to tell him they can't do it, but I'm not going to go out of my way to put him in Pee Wee football either.
Yeah, I my son was never interested, but I probably would have made him wait a little bit because I think when we started, we were 8 years old in organized leagues. That's too young. But so he says they should do it like they do in Starship Troopers. That would be fun football.
I don't even remember.
Yeah, it was the first scene where they're going. It's
I've seen that movie in probably I mean, 20 years.
So I watch, that's one of those I watch anytime it comes on.
Oh, boy.
That's a another Peter Verhoeven movie.
Yeah. Yeah. You love alien and sci-fi movies. I don't like
that.
Yeah,
I do.
I don't need it. All right, guys. It's a new year. Are you happy? Or is it a happy new year? Are you happy in your job? If not, why haven't you considered an IT career? If it's because you weren't the best student in high school, doesn't matter. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. See if an IT career could work for you. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week. You'll get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. My Computer Career is nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start soon. Make new year, new career your resolution and take that free career evaluation today. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu. And I always feel you in my blood. Everything is fine.
That.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
It's time to get on the map. SportsMap.com, your one-stop shop for all things Houston sports on the internet. It covers all your favorite teams, trends, and events. Check it out today. There's a bunch of great stuff on SportsMap from a variety of your favorite hosts. John Granato has a really good column on NCAA transfer rules and why they're garbage. Patrick Creighton weighs in on the Hall of Fame and how hypocritical it is. Barry Laminack weighs in on Texans facing a decision with Jadeveon Clowney, whether or not to franchise him or give him a long-term deal. There's a pretty good video from Mindy Leveneau on University of Houston basketball. And the Dynamo sold Kubo Torres to Pumas UNAM. That's on there, too.
So. That's a made-up word.
Pumas?
The whole thing.
Yeah, okay. I don't know what UNAM is.
Yeah, I don't either. It's made up.
Yeah. So, and Lamont says, Pro Football Talk blasted Daryl Morey. I'm not a Daryl Morey fan, but this worthless piece web space makes me a fan. I Pro Football Talk is anything Florio writes, I just don't read. I get the information somewhere else. I like that site when it started and they were an aggregator where you could go and get news.
Right.
But now it's like he has to put his smarmy little opinion on everything. And that's not what I like it for. And Tyler says, I hear you say you didn't think Ocho Cinco was that great, just entertaining, 1,000 yards, 7 out of 8 years. And, of course, he tweets out his career there. Compared to T.O., no, he wasn't. Yeah. And that was what I was talking about. T.O. was a great player that I would pay to watch. Ocho Cinco's never a guy I would pay money just to watch him. So, ooh. Chase asks, all four on at the same time. What are you watching? Rounders, Shawshank, V for Vendetta, or Starship Troopers?
Ooh.
That's a tough one.
Shawshank is easily the best movie of those.
Yeah.
But it's such a commitment to sit down and watch that. It's a long movie.
Yeah, I'll probably go V for Vendetta, Rounders, Starship Troopers, Shawshank.
Okay.
In that order. That's a damn good question, though. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. He says, my middle son is playing flag football and won't play tackle until junior high. That makes sense.
I mean that's exact. There's a bunch of kids on my son's baseball team who play flag at 10. But
is it 11 on 11 or is it 7 on 7?
I think it's 11 on 11.
Hmm. Interesting.
But I think just like everything else, you've got the choice of what you're going to play.
Yeah.
But, yeah, mine just hasn't shown any interest in doing it. He might be one of those weirdies.
Uh-oh, really?
Yeah. You never know, man.
No, you don't.
You never know. I'll love him the same.
Yep, you have to.
If he doesn't like football, I'll love him the same.
Yeah, that was the hardest thing for me was my son having zero interest in football, and he was a big kid too. He would have been really good at it, but.
Yours was, he didn't like any sports, huh?
No, he didn't. And his only experience was playing soccer, and he sucked at it.
Yeah.
The only thing he was good at was running over other kids, which is why I was hoping he would be a linebacker.
Isn't that against the rules in soccer?
He didn't do it intentionally, but like he would go out there and try to make a play, and a kid would run into him, and it was like running into a wall, and the kid would fall down. I'm like, that's a good tackle, son. But he didn't have good experience with it. So, hey, you want to win a 4-pack of tickets to Sam Houston Race Park? Join me Saturday night. Enjoy a complimentary buffet, sit in the special ESPN section at Sam Houston Race Park from 6 until 8. Food Truck Festival night plus special Houston Astros World Series celebration with the World Series trophy, Orbit, and Astros legend Art Howe. Get all the info and tickets at shrp.com. We'll take caller 22. So, what would you rather see, the World Series trophy, Orbit, or Astros legend Art Howe?
Give me Orbit.
Really?
Yeah. Only because I know the guy who's in the suit.
Do you?
Yeah.
You guys are boys?
Yeah, we're boys.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'll quit making fun of Orbit then.
Yeah. That's my dude.
Yeah?
He used to be a Spike at the Round Rock Express. Then he got called up to the big leagues.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Before that, he was the Hook'em mascot at Texas, like the furry Bevo.
Yeah?
He was that guy.
Wow.
So he's been around.
Yeah, he's got a lot of
a lot of mascotting experience.
Yeah, I don't know where you go from here, from Orbit.
I don't know.
This is probably the pinnacle of his career.
The Famous Chicken?
Yeah, but I don't know.
Like if the Philly Fanatic calls and opens up, or do you take that gig? I don't know. I don't know where I don't know the hierarchy of mascots. I know in Houston, it's the best job Orbit is, right? Can we all agree that Clutch is of the three major mascots, Clutch is by far the worst?
Yeah.
Like, what is...
Toro, you got to be a little guy.
Right.
Toro's very small.
What does a bear have to do with Houston anyway? It's Clutch. Or the Rockets?
Clutch the bear. I mean, he's Clutch.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Well...
Like, at least I understand, like, the Texans are, you know, that's their logo, so they've got this bull.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes some sense.
The
Astros have a space alien.
That makes sense.
You know, Houston used to be Space City, so that's kind of that makes sense.
Yeah.
The Rockets have a bear.
He's cuddly.
What?
He's cuddly.
It doesn't even make sense. That's a horrible mascot.
Yeah, and before that, it was, Turbo? I guess that maybe have made more sense. Well, the name did, but I don't know that even made sense. Shouldn't they have a rocket of some sort?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But you don't want it to be like that crummy old rocket from like the mid-90s jerseys.
Oh, yeah. The cartoon
like
rocket.
The one that has eyes.
Yeah.
That's a bad jersey.
Yeah, I don't know what you would do, but a bear seems kind of... And D mentions the Phoenix Suns gorilla would be the next step. Well, what does a gorilla have to do with the Suns?
Again, it's a ridiculous mascot. I mean, what's a chicken have to do with San Diego?
Yeah, well, I've never even actually seen a live chicken in San Diego, so I wouldn't know. All right. Hour one in the books. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.